Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. Philadelphia police have identified the woman whose body was recovered from the scene of the big fire that spread to several row homes in East Germantown Tuesday. Officials say 70-year-old Denise Green was inside a home on Lambert Street, not far from Chew Avenue, blocks away from LaSalle University, when it caught fire around 11 o'clock in the morning. Family members say her son managed to escape, but she could not. Hours later, the flames were out, the smoke cleared, and crews were able to secure the building, and they went in and recovered Green's body. Brenda Talley, her neighbor, spoke with NBC 10 about the excruciating moments when the fire was raging.
I could hear these dogs like crying, pain crying. Yeah. Not just, you know, it was, I could hear them. I'm devastated for my neighbor and her children.
In all, five homes were damaged by the blaze. The Red Cross says it's helping the 12 people who were displaced. A firefighter was also injured and taken to the hospital in stable condition. The cause of the fire is under investigation. Authorities have identified the elderly man who was found dead in his home in Logan on Friday. Investigators say they found 93-year-old Lafayette Daly at his home along North 16th Street near Winghocking Street with lacerations to his head and chest. His wallet and keys were gone, along with a white 2007 Chrysler. That car was found Wednesday. Officials are ruling Daly's death as suspicious. Police, however, have not said if they're looking for any suspects. A judge has put the brakes on non-renewal proceedings for two Philadelphia charter schools. As KYW Education reporter Mike DiNardo tells us, the ruling comes in a lawsuit claiming one of the Philly school board members isn't legally seated.
Common Pleas Judge Christopher Hall Monday issued an injunction halting non-renewal hearings for the People for People and KIPP Philadelphia charters. People for People sued the board, claiming the August decision not to renew the charter school because of poor academics was invalid because board member Joyce Wilkerson isn't a legal member of the board. City Council last year declined to confirm her, but Mayor Parker asked her to remain on the board until a replacement could be named. There's been no action since. People for People attorney Mark Seiberling, in a statement, said the school was pleased with the ruling and looked forward to Wilkerson's replacement being named. School board president Reginald Streeter, in a statement, said the decision not to renew the charters was based on each board member's independent assessment, and he said any delay in the non-renewal process slows the board's ability to address the concerns examined in months of public meetings.
The mayor's office has not responded to our request for comment. The Pennsylvania Senate's Education Committee unanimously advanced a bill that would require all Pennsylvania schools to implement a bell-to-bell ban of smartphones by the start of the 2027-28 school year. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Prime sponsor Allegheny County Republican Devlin Robinson.
We invest billions in the education of our children, and unless our kids can focus, we're flushing that investment down the drain.
Bill co-sponsor Bucks County Democrat and former Bensalem High School teacher Steve Sanicero says he noticed even before smartphones, kids would focus on their phone rather than those around them.
This is not only about learning the curriculum, but it's also about socialization. It's about learning how to develop relationships with other people. And that's a critical part of our education system, too.
While the bill advanced out of the Education Committee 10-0, several members say they have concerns they hope are addressed before it goes up for final passage, including a one-size-fits-all plan stepping on schools' existing policies that work well after being fine-tuned over several years. Republican Dawn Kiefer says she's a reluctant yes in committee, noting the bill gives exceptions for students who have a 504 plan and need accommodations for physical or mental needs.
So I can see everybody trying to get enrolled in some plan to have the exception, to have the phone. It's going to be a little bit weedy there.
The Senate is back in session on January 6th. One of the most prestigious arts and heritage organizations in the area is bringing on new leadership. KYW's Sheridan Howard spoke with the newly appointed executive director of the Pew Center to learn more about what's to come for Philadelphia's growing arts community.
Christina Vassallo will become the executive director of the Pew Center for the Arts and Heritage in January, and she says she's ready for the challenge.
To have the opportunity to champion the arts at an organization like the Pew Center for Arts and Heritage, which has such a strong record of supporting innovation and rigor, feels like a natural extension of my own values.
Vassallo brings an impressive breadth of experience as the former Allison Harris Weston Director of Contemporary Arts Center in Cincinnati and locally as the former Executive Director of Philadelphia Fabric Workshop and Museum. Now Vassallo explains she will bring that same passion to Philly.
Helping to ensure audiences have access to a wide range of meaningful cultural experiences reflecting the diversity of the Philadelphia region.
Vassallo says she hopes to continue the organization's prioritization of ensuring access to the arts for all of Philadelphia's communities as many resources dwindle in the face of politics. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.